and we are with Rima, who is working on this fantastic campaign called the Global Campaign to Stop Killing and Stoning Women. And so she will tell us more about the campaign and maybe a little bit about you.
Yeah, hi. My name is Rima. I'm working on the campaign with Women Living Under Muslim Laws, the International Solidarity Network. They've launched this global campaign to end the killing, maiming, torturing, and in any way harming of women in the name of any culture, tradition, or religion for resisting imposed norms of sexual behavior. So across the world, this can include different things such as dressing differently, choosing who to marry or not to at all, choosing with whom or whether to have sex or intimacy. And the thing is, in some countries, women are stoned or maimed. Sometimes they're tortured or killed. And whether it's legal or not, states refuse to protect, prevent, and redress this violence. So we are working at this campaign to raise awareness and focus public attention on this issue and to encourage others around the world to stand up and not allow ourselves to be blackmailed and silenced in the name of our customs, religions, traditions. We have to be able to define our own identities.
And how can one support or join the campaign? Or
well, we have a website you can go to. It's www.stop-stoning.org. There, there's a possibility of signing up for our mailing list, which we will be giving out newsletters about different ways you can get involved. There's also a section that encourages people to write to government officials in their own countries and contacts about these issues, encourages people to send us information as well. On the website, we document cases of these kinds of abuses, again, in the hopes of raising awareness and making everybody perhaps able to use this information in their own context as well.
That was because recently I read about in Malaysia they were going to pass or passed a law that women could not be tomboys. You know, have you heard about that? And so it's again, it's really to control women's sexuality,
yeah,
right? And
definitely. There's also in Indonesia recently, there's been a bill passed, the anti-pornography bill.
Oh, yes.
Which criminalizes things like dress code and restricts women's freedoms, ability to go places. And it's, again, it's really not only in Muslim context, we've just named three, but it's across the world that this stuff happens. And so the campaign is really focusing on this excuse and political usage of religion to oppress women in various ways.
And tell us, how did you get involved in this campaign?
I got involved in this campaign just by working with the networkers of Women Living Under Muslim Laws. I've been interested in their work, and so I heard about this struggle and wanted to participate, so I volunteered my time.
And where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Oh, from Canada.
Yes.
What part?
In Montreal.
Ah, in Montreal, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. I love that network also. They do such fantastic work. So
yeah, they do. And everyone's free to join.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you very much, Rima.
Thank you.